Describe an expensive gift you would like to give someone when you save a lot of money. 1. What do young people like to save money for? What things will people in your country save money for? Generally speaking, young people tend to save money for future investments, like buying a car or a house, and also for education expenses at university or college. However, there are also those who enjoy shopping or traveling, so they save up for those pursuits. All in all, people in my country will save money whenever they have a goal that they would like to meet, whether that be in terms of a product or an experience that they want to buy. 2. Is it easy for people to save money to buy something expensive? I think that saving money depends on the person. Some people find it easy to budget and save a certain amount of money, while others struggle to stick to a budget and end up spending too much. It also depends on how much money a person makes, because this determines how much they are able to save and what they are able to afford. You know, some people need their entire paychecks to pay bills, so it is very hard for them to save anything. 3. Should children have pocket money? Why? Yes, I think that children should have pocket money, but I also think that parents should be wary of giving their children too much pocket money. Having some pocket money is a good way for children to learn the value of money and to practice budgeting. On the flip side, if children are given too much money or given money whenever they ask, then they will never learn the true value of money and could become very greedy or ungrateful. 4. Should children learn how to use money at school or from their parents? Teaching children about money management is a shared responsibility between parents and educators. At school, teachers can provide valuable lessons on topics such as money management, budgeting, and taxes, which are great ways to learn about money. At home, parents can further reinforce these concepts by discussing financial matters with their children and giving them money to manage. They can also set up a savings plan for their children to encourage responsible spending habits. So, with both parents and educators working together, children will be more likely to understand money and manage it effectively. 5. How do people save money? People save money by making smarter choices with how they spend their money. One way is by making a budget and setting spending limits. For example, some people figure out how much they can afford to spend on shopping and socializing each month based on their income. They stick to these limits to control their spending and avoid going overboard. This helps them save a good amount of money every month. Another good strategy would be to look at your spending and decide on what you can cut out. Maybe eating out less can allow you to save money for something special. 6. Why can't some people save money? Some people can't save money because they struggle with budgeting and they overspend. If people don't keep track of how much money they spend on a daily, monthly, and yearly basis, they will never be able to start saving their money. Besides, some people struggle to save money because they don't make very much money to begin with. Those living below the poverty line barely make enough to live, much less to save. So even if they try their hardest to budget, they still can't save very much.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。